Here begins the first of the scrolls. We are the keepers of a legend, and what follows is the legend. We tell it at this fire as it was told to us, and our fathers told it to us as it was told to them. And we have told it to our own children so many nights that the small ones can say the openings before we get to them. A legend is not a lie. It is a true thing told large, because the thing itself is large, larger than one house, and one lifetime, and one country. And a small telling of it would be the falsehood. What we keep is the tale of the whole world, how it was made, and how it was marred, and what has been done since to mend it. Our children have it. Now you have it, whoever you are, reading this after us. We can tell it because we are old men and we are stopped and have nothing to do with our nights but this. There were priests among us once, and scribes, and a man who taught the children their letters. Our city was burned, and we were brought down into Babylon in carts, and here we have stayed, in a mud brick house, by a cut canal on the flat black plain, where the reeds we write with grow within sight of the door. And our own Jerusalem is a heap of stones 1,000 miles behind us, with the floor of the house of El Elyon burnt black in the middle of it. 70 years were spoken over this exile, and the 70 years are out. The decree went out from Cyrus, and the road west is open, and men we have eaten with have gone up it. We did not go. Some of us are too old for that road, and some have children here who are Babylonians, whatever we choose to call them. We are the ones who did not finish the road, and that is the whole of our story. And we say it once, so that you will not wonder about it again. But we are not sitting nowhere. The ground under this house has a name, and the name is the first thing you must have from us. Prologue, the Book of the Gift. A marchland is the country that lies between two kingdoms. It belongs wholly to neither. The border runs through it. The war is fought across it. Both sides claim it, and neither holds all of it. And the men who plow it, plow around the bones. Garrisons sit in it. Raids come into it out of the dark and go back out of it before morning. And the people who live there learn to sleep listening. This world is such a country. And that is why we call it the Marchlands. There is a kingdom above it and a kingdom below it. And this ground in the middle is the ground they contest. And everything you will read of in this scroll happened here, on the contested ground, in the open. Do not let the dullness of this ditch deceive you. It is the Marchlands as much as any garden ever was. And the two kingdoms are at work in it tonight as hard as they ever worked in Eden. The blood of it is real blood. The first that was ever spilled here was spilled by a man on his own brother out in a field, and it went into the dirt, and the dirt has been taking it ever since. And before ever the ground was made, it was agreed between El Elyon and Dava that the price of the marring of this country would be paid, and that Dava himself would pay it. The kingdom above is Ramoth. The word is out of our own tongue, and it means the heights, the high places, the ground that is lifted up above the ground you are standing on. There is a city in our country that carries the same name, Ramoth, in Gilead, and it is a city of refuge, which means a man who has killed and did not mean to kill runs there, and the avenger of blood may not take him inside the gate. Both of those meanings belong to the name, and we hold both. In Ramoth is the throne, and on the throne is El Elyon, the Most High, who made all three of these countries and is himself made by nobody. Davar is there, who is his, and who is the one that comes down and speaks with men, and you will meet him on this ground before this scroll is half done. Do not think of that country as a mist, for it is more solid than the bench we are sitting on. The throne is like a stone of sapphire, with a fire under it and around it that does not eat what it burns, and a floor before it, like a sea of glass with the light going down into it and coming up again, and there are living creatures standing by it, four-faced, with the look of a man and a lion and an ox and an eagle upon them, and wheels beside them whose rims are full of eyes. The burning ones cover themselves with their wings and cry, "Holy, holy, holy," one to another, and the posts of the door move at the voice of them. Behind them stands the host, drawn up on the right hand, and on the left the way an army stands, and among them are those we call the Irin, the watchers, which is not our word, but the word this city uses, and we have heard it spoken in the king's own court here. Some of that host have the office of ministering, and some have the office of standing, and the standing is the harder of the two. Nothing in Ramoth dies. The curse never came there. The kingdom below is Abaddon, and we did not invent that name either. It stands in the writings we hold. The book of Job has it, and the Proverbs set it beside Sheol as a thing that lies open before the Most High. It is built out of the word for perishing, for being lost, for the thing that is destroyed and does not come back. And so the plainest way we can put it into your hands is this. Abaddon is the ruin. Its king we call the ruin also, because he is the same word walking about. Under him there are ranks and stations and a roll with names on it, and countries parceled out, and a hand told off to each, and every creature down there knows to a hand's breadth where he stands on that roll, and what the standing is worth to him. He made none of it. He cannot make anything at all, which is the one thing about him we would have you carry from this page to the last of them. And Abaddon is a prison with a term set upon it, and the sentence is passed already, and its king knows the sentence and knows the date, and has known both for a very long time. It does not stay down there either. The chief weapon of that country is not a roar. It is a cloak. It comes up through the floor of the middle world into the low places, the pits and the prisons and the long forgotten years, and it lies down over a man's heart the way a wet blanket lies down over a coal. And it whispers the four things it has always whispered and has never once needed to change. Thou art forgotten. Thou art alone. No one is coming. El Elyon has shut his door upon thee. That whisper has taken more souls out of the middle world than the sword ever did. Now you know where we sit and who is sitting here, and we will come forward as little as we can from here on. We call this first scroll the Book of the Gift, and we were a long time coming to the name, and we came to it because when you set the whole of it out on the ground and walk round it slowly, there is not one thing in it that anybody earned. We begin at the beginning, and the beginning is not the ground and not the garden. It is the question of how these three countries came to stand at all, because not one of them was always there, and one of them was never made by anybody. Two were made. The third is only what was left standing when something that had been made turned itself the wrong way round and went on turning and could not be stopped from turning until it was put where it is now. So, we must tell you first of the one who made, and then of the turning, for you will not understand the turning until you know what it was turned against. It happened in Ramoth. It happened to the brightest thing that was ever made,